Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm so glad to have with us back in the studio once again, Diane Van Gulik from the Muruck Family Center on Aging. Welcome back.
Hey. Good to be here.
Hey, always good to have you in here. You're just a little ray of sunshine for all of us. Good news that you have. You guys have a busy week coming up. This Thursday is your annual Men's Health Forum.
Yeah. Thursday the 18th, we're going to have a great Men's Health Forum this year. Our theme is Below the Belt Health for Men, and it starts at 8:30. You can come in for registration, light breakfast, and visit some booths. We're going to have a lot of screening booths. And which is a little different than what we've done in the years before. Not as many vendors, more screening booths to like for vertigo, depression, memory testing, cardiac risk assessment, just several. So won't want to miss it.
And how do you test for depression? I mean, it's other than a questionnaire.
Every time
they go to the doctor, they said, do you feel sad?
They start asking all those questions. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to that, yeah. So the Hensley Behavioral Health from the hospital will be there with a booth, and they'll have a depression screening test that you can take.
So the name of this event is Below the Belt.
Yes.
So I think we can all infer kind of what we're talking about.
That's right.
With our men.
Yep.
We don't have to get specific on the radio. You are going to get specific at the health forum.
Yes.
But it's kind of a no women allowed event. Is that correct?
That's right. It is. So we have Dr. Rodney Traeger. Mm-hmm. He's our new urologist. And he is going to be there to address their urological and sexual health. So he said he's going to be pretty laid back. Mm-hmm. And I took that to mean you can ask anything. And there won't be any women in the room. So
do you get to go?
Yes, but I'm going to leave the room. I want to leave the room.
There you go. I like it. Well, good. I mean, our guys need to talk about that. And as we all know, we don't have to say it, but, you know, our guys don't want to get around and talk about that stuff.
Yeah. They're hard, you know, hard questions to ask in the doctor's office. And if you're like everyone else, you're going to get in the doctor's office and forget what you want to ask. So this is a great opportunity, non-clinical setting to do that. Visiting the booths, you'll be able to ask lots of questions of the healthcare professionals that are there too as well. So
what other professionals will be there?
So we have a lot of, we've got Jody Bodenhammer that will be there. She's our diabetes educator over at the Rappel Center. She'll be there in a booth. And then we have physical therapists. We have acute rehab that will be there. We also are going to have Danny Ponder, pharmacist in the area, and he's going to do what we call a brown bag medication review. So guys, you can bring in your medications, over-the-counter prescribed supplements, everything, put it in a brown bag and bring it to Danny, and he'll look at what you have, make sure there's not any concerns about what you're taking, any interactions, any supplements that you might be taking that maybe, you know, the brand sometimes matters with the supplements, because you may, if you're getting it from an unreliable source, you may be getting a supplement that's really not as effective as it's claiming, or it may be interfering with a prescription medication that you're taking.
I think we would all want that. We all want a review like that.
Yeah.
That's something that we need to look into making happen for everybody as
That's
right.
So I'm
so glad Danny's going to be part of that. He's kind of a legend around these parts.
He is.
He's
been around a little while, and the guys know him pretty well, too.
Mm-hmm. What else do you have on your list?
Okay, so we have Johnny Harvey, who will also be there. He's occupational wellness coordinator at the hospital. He's kind of our exercise guru guy that we go to when we have questions about exercise. And he's going to come and address how to strengthen your core, which is actually very important for urological and sexual health. So I think that's going to be a real good presentation. And, of course, Johnny's pretty laid back, too. So he'll be able to answer any questions that the guys may have.
You've got it all covered.
We do.
How do we register?
So you can call at 508-3880 and volunteer will answer the phone and take your registration. Then a couple of days before, we're going to call everyone just as a reminder make sure there's not any questions, remind you what to bring with you, because we are asking if you have some recent lab work that has your cholesterol and your glucose, those types of numbers on there, bring those with you, because there will be people there that you can talk to about those numbers. If you have questions about whether you're at risk for heart attack or stroke, we'll have people there to address that as well. And, of course, like I said, diabetes educator will be there, so she can talk to you about your blood sugar as well. Then also, we'll be calling to remind you all to bring those medications and over-the-counter supplements, things like that.
Again, that is this Thursday from 8:30 until 2 at the fairgrounds. Lunch will be provided?
Lunch is provided. We do need you to call so that we make sure we have plenty of lunch for everyone. Mm-hmm. So we also have a Q&A health panel that's going to be there. Super excited about that. We have 7 healthcare professionals on that one, on this panel. And we have Dr. Lonnie Robinson over there at Regional Family Medicine, Dr. Bruce White, who works with oncology, Dr. Tom Foster, he's our psychiatrist at the hospital. And then we also have Dr. Lucas Bradley, fairly new to our area. He's a neurosurgeon. Dr. Wynn Moore, orthopedic surgery, and Dr. Ronald Tilley from the Pain Management Clinic will also be there. And then Danny Ponder is going to be on the panel as well.
You got some heavy hitters on that
list.
I mean, you must know the right people at the hospital to get all those guys signed
up.
It's
just worked out really well. So come with your questions.
Very exciting. Yeah. So let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Diane Van Gulik of the Muruck Family Center on Aging. The Men's Health Forum coming up this coming week, this Thursday, starts at 8:30. Still seats available. You get lunch provided and all kinds of interesting and fun topics and a men's only discussion where you can ask any question you want. If you don't want to stand up and ask it in front of a group, I'm sure there will be note cards around where you can pass these questions to.
Definitely. We're going to have some paper out with all of the panelists' names on it so you know what questions to ask of which panelist. And yes, we want to really make sure we cover all the questions that these guys have. So
very good. Very exciting. Again, still seats available. They can call the center if they want to register.
Yep. They can call 508-3880. They can also register online at BaxterRegional.org. And plenty of seats available. You know, we're going to be out at the fairgrounds in the big building.
A lot of room.
Lots of room out there. So, yeah, plenty of room. Won't want to miss it.
Now, that, of course, is Thursday. On Wednesday, you are going to be part of the Elder Care Symposium. We actually have some people coming in our next segment that are going to tell us about that. But that's in conjunction with the Estate and Elder Care Planning, Elder Law Planning Center, the offices of Randall Drake and Mitch Cash. Randall has been, this is a long lead up, but Randall has been a rock star as part of your Rocksteady Boxing, and you guys are going to be a part of the symposium.
That's right. We're, I think it's during lunch on Wednesday. This Wednesday, we're going to be doing a little demonstration of what our classes are like, the Rocksteady classes. And the Rocksteady Boxing is for people who are fighting Parkinson's disease. And it's just become an exercise that has helped a lot of people. It's slowing the progression. We have a few that feel like, boy, I've never felt this good in years. So it's just helping a lot of people. It's a non-contact boxing exercise program. And we're going to bring it live over at the shed on Wednesday during lunch. So,
for those that aren't familiar, the Rocksteady program at the Muruck Center, I mean, it is famous from states far and wide. I mean, people have come to the campus of Baxter Regional to watch and study and learn from you guys.
Yeah, we've had a couple, or a few actually, that have come from other places in Arkansas. And we were the first to open up one of these gyms. And since then, I believe there's 4 Rocksteady gyms in Arkansas now. Most of them are just outside of Little Rock, over that direction. And I know Batesville is kind of getting started over there. So, yeah.
What's the connection? What is it about the movement and motions of boxing that is able to help these patients?
So they don't know for sure exactly, uh-huh. okay? But with Parkinson's disease, the brain has stopped making enough dopamine, which is like a neural transmitter, mm-hmm. to communicate to the rest of the body to move, basically. And they believe, because boxing is like the most demanding type sport, demanding exercise, that it is generating dopamine possibly and helping people move a little easier because of it. And but it also is multitasking. So it's really good for the brain. It's mm-hmm. sparking those brain cells, mm-hmm. getting them going. And also it's learning new things too is really good for our brain. It helps make new channels. And so, you know, and just moving your whole body at once and, you know, complex mm-hmm. movements and stuff, they think is one of the other reasons why it's helping.
Oh, it's amazing. There's an amazing video. Is that online on BaxterRegional.org? I mean, for people to go and look at?
Yeah, actually, the hospital has a YouTube channel, and mm-hmm. it's on there. Yeah, so.
You need to check it out. Yeah. You need to go to the YouTube channel at Baxter Regional and find your way there and watch that, because it's pretty incredible.
It is.
What you've put together.
It is. It's touching mm-hmm. because it's our own story mm-hmm. of how it's been helping our participants. And we'll be showing that at the Elder Symposium as well.
What else is going on at the center these days?
So, you know, we always have our other exercise. Mm-hmm. We have our men's exercise Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then we have ladies on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we really focus on strengthening. So we do hand weights. Mm-hmm. We also focus on stretching, you know, just the things that as you age, you kind of are starting to really pay closer attention to what would help me feel stronger, build bone density, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. We also have support groups, ongoing support groups. We have a Better Breathers group, and that meets once a month. It's the second Friday of each month. And then we also have our Alzheimer's support group, or any related dementias for caregivers. That it's just all of our support groups are so helpful, not just offering good educational support, but also encouragement, helping you know you're not alone with whatever you're going through. So then we also have just kind of a general caregiver support group, a little less specific. It's just people who are consider themselves a caregiver, a full-time caregiver. They need that extra encouragement because it's a tough job.
It's demanding.
It's very
Absolutely.
Demanding.
You want to do it. You want to be there doing it, but it certainly is demanding. And caregiver, you know, supporting caregivers, that's what the symposium is all about next
right.
week as well.
Exactly. It is. That's going to be the third symposium. Mm-hmm. And every year it just keeps getting better and better. So
I highly recommend that if you can do that. Symposium on Wednesday, Men's Health Forum on Thursday. We've got your week planned for you.
Covered.
Lunch both days. We got you
right.
taken care of, right?
That's right.
Well, best of luck next week.
Thank
and
you.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.